It's time again for Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight, we have part 1 to session 34. I'd like to say thank you to listener Travis Price, who sent an email to us at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. Travis, it's great to hear from a listener, and when we get permission from you, we'll read out your email during a session. We encourage other listeners to contact us as well. You can use the email address already stated, leave feedback on iTunes, or join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. For now, Session 34, Part 1. Back. Everyone's back. Yay. Okay. So, you're in your usual cell with recording devices turned off, no windows. There's a single manila envelope sitting in the middle of the table.
Oh, sorry. I just remembered which time you're talking about.
Yep. You have been abducted so many times, it's hard to keep track.
Well, that time I didn't remember being the abducted. I'm thinking of, I finally remember the data center. Yeah, that one I didn't remember being abducted. I just remembered waking up
on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, that was when I got the, that was the alcohol time. Yeah. Yep.
Peanut butter jelly time.
They threw him off the subway.
I suppose I should ask you to take some notes.
All right. So, folder open. Ah, it's poison gas. We all die.
Oh, I figured it caused the roof to collapse.
That would be too easy. Yes. All right. Actually, there's a clip to the folder. Is a message, and it's from Joshua Dare.
Oh, why didn't he tell me?
And it just says, "Have a look over this." That's all it is.
Okay.
Those of you who have had dealings with Joshua before, you don't even need to roll. His handwriting has a very distinct style to it. It looks like his handwriting.
Open the folder.
Mm-hmm. First page is basically the layout of events of how the election is going to run. Basically, the venue will be chosen a couple of days beforehand, and it's usually one of the made guild halls. They have chosen this guild hall. Give me a second, let me pull this up.
So how far
it is going to be held in Transport's guild hall, since Joshua Dare is the prime runner. It's going to be hosted by his guild.
Oh, God. We're going to have to do the security thing again?
It takes place over 12 hours. Once all the candidates go in and all the people making the decision who get to vote, the place is sealed down. It won't open for 12 hours.
Are they doing silent vote, or is it going to be raise your hand for this person?
No, it has to be a unanimous decision. So they have several rounds, and this is all explained in the paper. Several rounds of they get each person who's up gets to explain why they believe that they would be the best person in charge. They are peer reviewed. There's a question and answer where everyone gets to ask them specific questions, or to see what their policies would be. But they don't leave until everyone can declare one person to be the new leader. So, you know, they'll take votes, and then the people who are dissenting, they go back into more conversation until one leader is chosen. The whole time the place is locked out. They will have the Iron Men outside the premises. No one else is allowed inside the premises. You are invited by Joshua, as it is his guild. You're not being invited by the guild. In other words, Joshua himself has invited you to sweep the premises beforehand and ask that you keep an eye on the crowd outside. This always draws a big crowd. And yes, they go ahead and they do the Catholic thing where they have every round, you know, there's black smoke whenever each round does not produce the new leader. And when there is white smoke, they have come to a unanimous decision. And it's a big event. There's usually lots of crowds, street vendors about, but they're kept. Then
how do they know it's going to be 12 hours? It could take a verbal amount.
It could. It could take longer, but by tradition, it's 12 hours. In other words, people are pressured. Yes. So there's a cordon half a mile around transport or whatever guild is going to be hosting at the time. Where no one is allowed to enter, and that that threshold is going to be guarded by the Iron Men, the armored police.
This is...
How many days away is the election?
3 days.
Oh my God!
That's why they now have a venue because
yeah, exactly.
Hey Bert, I did get around to that one thing, right?
You'll need to remind me in a text, but I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of the stuff that you had sent to me, or that Bishop wanted to do would have very little effect on this because the people don't get to vote.
No, not that.
No, but is it just deer versus?
Here's the list. This is the final list. Since Sonier is out.
You mean Sonier is out? Or do you mean Barnum?
No, Sonier is definitely out. But Barnum has also withdrawn his... Which leaves Dare, Gregor Hatfield, who is from the Order of Growers and Herders.
When did Sonier bow out?
I thought they were backing Dare.
I thought
the grows and what were backing deer.
Yeah, that's what you thought. But apparently Hatfield has put his hat in the ring. Oh. He is now going up against Dare. Sonier is not on the running sheet.
He pulled out because we had dirt on him and he was completely drunk.
Why he pulled out is not to be. We don't need to discuss it about this.
No, we don't know why. We don't know why he would pull out.
He would.
He needed to focus more on his family.
Yes. And his business, just as Barnum needed to focus on his family and business and was completely not blackmailed. And had problems.
And there's a third name on the list who you have never heard of before, Leonard Erickson.
I've never heard of it.
No one's really heard of it. Everybody can give me.
Given that level of scholarship, bro, do you really want to say that?
Well, it hasn't come up. The name has not come up before, but
I've never heard of
anyone
it.
Anyone that's got a scholarship greater than 4 will just know because that means you read newspapers a lot.
Yep. Oh, I do.
Less than 4, you can give me a roll. If you have a 4, then you just know.
Okay, I know. Okay.
Considering that my character is based around knowing the current events of what's happening in the city.
You would only, go ahead and roll, but you would get a +2 to your roll since that's kind of what you do.
Okay.
I actually just got a
+2 anyway. +2, I'm at, 9 or 10 or something without even trying.
Maybe all right, no problem. Anyone who wants to roll can, but I'm just going to say anyone that has a 4 or makes that their
gives,
roll.
That gives me a total of a 3, so.
I don't know. You're the only one who has never heard of this guy. he is a master in engineering and sciences. He's never really been one for the power politics. He's more of a pure researcher. But for some reason, he's put himself up for nomination.
So, from the last month and hanging out with the people...
It never came up. And
Not him. I mean...
Telling us what Dio probably should have told him.
I mean, talking with the people, as in, like, if I'm remembering all the events I went to in the last month, people were kind of backing Dare, right?
Yes, yeah, they were firmly liking Dare.
Yeah, and now that Sonier, who was his biggest competition, is gone, it should be Dare, unless something happens in the background.
Holy crap! Come on, man. Really?
What?
You know, there might not be... bribes, threats, you know, this might not be obviously the candidate of the evil team, Team Evil, and Team Evil might do things that might sway the vote, that it just might be that people suddenly show up and, with black eyes and go, I've changed my mind from voting for come on now, it's not like this is a real democracy here.
You're right. We could put his name in just so it wouldn't be a one-horse race with deer.
So anyone who has more than a 4 in their scholarship, Leonard Erickson is he has had a lot of technologies patented for lighter than air craft.
God, I hate this.
He has designed most of the intercontinental zeppelins that work well and travel fast. He's very well known in aeronautics, but he's never really been political.
Lighter than air?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In German, they're the one with the air superiority.
I've got to get close to this guy. Harris worked on aircraft.
Well, good luck in getting close to the Team Evil candidate.
How do you know the other guy isn't the Team Evil candidate?
Hatnerd? He might be. But Hatfield.
You're thinking the dark horse. You're thinking the dark horse candidate is theirs?
Hatfields. I wonder where the McCoys are.
Anyway, at the end of the missive, other than telling you when it's going to happen, you've got basically 3 days before they're all sequestered. He's just asking you and employing you. So this isn't the guild. This is him employing you to keep eyes out. And he is offering to let you go over transport's facilities before this happens.
I hate doing the security thing with 3 days. God.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't know until like today that this is where it's going to be.
Okay. So do we want to look over security, 2, check our people to make sure no one's been beat up, blind, or bribed for right beforehand, and 3, double check the security?
And as usual, there is the sign sheet for accepting the commission.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, if he's personally employing us, why is he doing it through the police guild liaison?
Yeah,
because he is a guild master, so he can't. Any guild master can pay for investigators. It's not coming from the guild specifically, but any guild master has a right.
Okay.
3 major security areas of risk. Then there are the risk of losing the election, which is people. Okay, so we need to survey the underground. We need to make sure, even though that they do have the speed advantage on us, we need to get a high cap, a low cap, and a med cap of flyers running around.
We'll have the Mecha guard, the Iron Guard there for us, at least.
Right. They're not gonna slam through the middle. They're either going to come from underground, or else if they do a large attack, which is not necessarily true one way or the other, they're going to try to drop down from the top.
They may use the. You may remember back to. I don't know if you were with us, but when one time I was kidnapped and escaped, the second time I was kidnapped and escaped, the flyers that attacked Drina's house, I'm not sure if which one of you, you weren't there, Marlo, but you might remember that, Gavin.
And I was there as well. Yes.
Yes, and Hundegard, you were there. Yes, that was just after we met you, I believe, that night.
We were together on the boxing case first, and that was the first time I met you, yes.
Yes. Yes, much fun to be had.
But my thoughts are actually much more mundane. I'd like to get records of any renovations made to the venue and any personnel who have been in charge of its care and upkeep in recent days, because we know that at least one nefarious individual was planted in...
Hi, how are you? I'm not nefarious.
Actually, I was thinking more along a certain recently deceased nefarious individual. Mass murdering one. Who was
We should check for any mysterious boxes that were delivered.
I wasn't thinking so much mysterious boxes. Brickwork
done recently?
Or any memorable, familiar signatures on paperwork concerning the building's construction and maintenance.
There was only a lawyer. You know, there was this one lawyer who signed for something.
Yes. Okay. His name was Arbuckle, and he would eat the cards as he handed them out. It's the weirdest thing.
Okay, so how about we go take a quick look after, because I've got to, I look at my watch. I've got to be somewhere at 3. Since.
Where do you have to be at 3?
My appointment.
Is it the syphilitic one?
No. The other doctor.
Do you have holes in your brain now?
What do you mean now?
Oh, I'm sorry. God. Okay, we never recovered the device. Because someone kicked the body into the sewer.
Oh? What body?
Constantine's body.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know if it's a singular or if there could be multiples. Probably a singular.
Okay. You're worried about a dead guy. Can we move on?
I'm not worried about the dead guy. I'm worried about the device the dead guy had.
Oh, yeah.
The one that lets him go through walls.
Imperfectly go through walls.
Oh. I thought that was an intrinsic part of his nature after experimentation, but he had a device for other reasons, didn't he?
I thought the device made you go invisible.
It also makes you...
Oh, yeah, the phase problems with the T-rays. Did we ever go after that ship?
No,
we did not.
Because someone doesn't want to die.
Exactly.
How about we set up the assault on the Nimrod one of these days? Or I look over to the guys with the organization.
Do you have radiation suits?
No, but I know someone who probably has a device who can cure T-rays. I look over to Nick, Marlo.
Marlo looks at you blankly. All right. We need to sweep the building for bombs. Tunneling, there's still the tunneling thing that they could do.
Yeah, they've used the sewer multiple times. We should probably check all the ships that have come in recently. Any ones that are setting off red flags that are docking today, tomorrow, or the day of. Because they love to bring those ships in and use the false bottoms to bring in the devices, such as they did with the hospital. That's always a possibility.
What I'd like you guys to do is come up with a list of of how you want to secure or check on things, and I'm basically going to hand wave this. I'm just going to do it with a couple of rolls because this is not the thrust of what I'm wanting to do as the story.
Oh, then never mind.
Check for bombs. Make sure there's people in the underground who are watching and in constant contact with everyone. Make sure there's ships above. Make sure there's, you know.
All right, break it down and tell me who's leading each thing. All right, so checking for bombs. Who's doing that?
Marlo.
I look at Gavin.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if you want to just say, have the police do it, just tell me that, and I will roll for the police. Keep in mind that NPCs are not incompetent.
Yes, they are.
To be honest, I'll probably be with the ground crew when it comes to it. The actual crew on the outside, kind of just, you know, I'll be on one of the buildings watching the streets with the sniper rifles again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm interested in knowing who's going to be there so we know who's going.
In case anyone missed it in the chat. What is also detailed in the folder is that there will be 12 masters from each guild there voting. Okay. So 12 masters from each guild, the three runners, and no one else is in that building once locked down.
They will do a sweep beforehand, and they will make sure to remove all items that can be used as weapons from the masters.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay. We'll... I'll let the police do the dog search for the bombs. Mm-hmm. Who... Does anyone here have aircraft / anti-aircraft training? That was too much to hope for.
I'll look at the kangaroo.
Yeah. All right. We'll have... I'll have... We'll get in touch with the... Whoever is in charge of the Zeppelin and tell them to run, you know, basically as high a cap as they can. And then have them just try to not have the Zeppelin right over the building, but very close so that they can deploy. We'll have long range.
The police have aerial forces, and as you've known from previous adventures, the Metal Men have jetpacks, so they can be deployed from Zeppelins. So if you wish an air cordon as well, that can happen.
Yes, we will have a high, as high as they can possibly stand, air cordon.
Although you do realize there, the enemy aircraft can fly higher than us.
Right, which is why they have as high.
Two Christians.
Also check the bands, you know, those bands, even though we suspect they're going to use something different, but check the bands anyway.
Oh, and what, to be very clear, you are not the security force. He's just personally asking you to check up on what is being put up for security. So it's not your responsibility. He's just asking you to put some...
Oh, okay. Okay, then. I'm not going to be on a roof with a sniper rifle. what's the security on the inside? Is there absolutely no security on the inside?
No. No one else is in the building. The building is locked down and surrounded by the Iron Men.
Okay, we make
what
sure
was your
that
question,
the
James?
Sorry.
Who are you expecting to attack, and what are you thinking they're trying to gain from the attack?
They're all the groups are pretty much under one evil overlord. And there are two possible, there are multiple ways I think this could go down. Number one would be a attack primarily by...
Two attack.
What?
Metapole is not that big of a fish in the international scene.
Well, whoever's the lord of our guilds will be the deciding vote.
And they're going to discuss it in amongst themselves, and they'll come to it. I don't think anyone's really going to try and attack the place just so they can get their particular person in here.
I think...
We wait for the election to be over, and then, worst case, kill Deer afterwards when it's easier, rather than try to attack him now and someone else comes in.
Wouldn't they just... Well, the problem I see is, I fear that there would be an attack simply just to cut off all the heads. Cut off the head of the snake and the body dies.
By who?
3R,
about Metapole at the moment to worry about it. They've got other concerns.
True. Okay.
No, wait. No, not true. They have shown several times the willingness. There was a missing tower. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons why they would want.
Constantine was acting on who knows what instructions to try and do things.
Right.
We take his actions as what 3R actually wants.
Right. What 3R wants is simply the domination and the destruction of the guilds, because it's Edison's goal, because it's Edison's organization. They're going, you know, they're seeking to destroy the guilds. And if the easiest way to destroy the guilds is have them rip themselves apart and become nation guilds, like the Guild of England, and then, you know, during the war, just liquidate all the guilds through state power, given the new rising power of the state. It's the destruction of the old by the new, the destruction of the transnationalist force by the nationalist force. And the guilds are basically the only thing that's holding the world together today. And Edison wants to burn it all down.
Okay, we'll just go over basic security and make sure everything's fine. Make sure the place is sweeped multiple times for any hidden small cavities where anyone could hide a frickin' weapon from the inside. Make sure there's people on the bottom looking underneath. Make sure that people check the ships that have come in. Make sure there aren't any suspicious, weird ships that have suddenly come into port. And just go over the basics of security. Make sure that the police double checks everything. And make sure that I'll make sure to take a walk of the building probably tomorrow, as we're probably sat here for a couple hours going over all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm actually going to bury myself in paperwork and go through all the recent history of the building and make sure there's no familiar names on the list or oddities. And that would be my role.
I'm going to go down and just ask, okay, Jameis, what are you doing within the next couple of days? What are you working on?
I think the weak point is the people. So that's what I want to focus on.
How do you want to focus on that?
Investigate them as much as I can, particularly see if anyone's suddenly acting oddly or someone's been replaced recently, or what are their normal behavior, what are the normal ways they've been acting, and is there a sign that they've been different or replaced or something?
Okay. Just checking people. All right, and Marcus, you're going to do, basically, you're going to be checking out the security, right?
I figured since we have 3 days, I figured the first day was going to be a check on security. Second day was doing kind of what Jameis was doing and checking on the people I know to make sure that people are voting the way we want them to vote. Make sure there hasn't been,
people. Stop right there. Remember, you've been talking to the people, which who?
No, Bert.
No bearing.
No, Bert. I've been talking to also the masters.
You got invited to some of the parties, most of those masters don't attend those little parties.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. Getting a hold of an actual master and having a conversation with them is damn near impossible.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, well.
I'm not trying to do that.
No, but I'll be going over security, yeah. Yes. I'll just go over security, also checking records of ships coming in, since that was a classic method.
Mm-hmm. I will say, with the stuff that you've been doing, the one master who is actually you have met and talked to is Gregor Hatfield, because he's a man of the people. Mm-hmm. So you have actually had contact with him, and for some of the roles you made during that, if you want to ask specific questions, he will actually invite in. You can get a seeing with him, because he's often outside of Metapol checking on the farms, checking on the people out there.
Okay, I would love to basically just ask him a few questions, like, okay, why is he running? What is his campaign, type of thing?
Okay. And Nick?
I want to see if I can set up... Do we have technology for seismographs in this world?
Quick wiki search.
I would think so. Then, I mean, you may not have the sophisticated of current days, but you'll have something from way back in the day.
Right. Well, I mean, all it is vibration on the earth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a difficult technology to have.
Oh, wow. I would say so, because apparently the earliest known seismograph was in 136 AD.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can set up some very primitive stuff, but... Okay, well, I was just wanting to have some so that we can have a early warning system for tunnelers.
That is a very good, yes, that is a very, very, very good thing. And you can take a chip for that, actually.
Okay, then we're going to do a high cap. I'm going to have my people, everybody's going to be on shift, and we are going to have people in the crowds, whatnot. Looking for everything, bombs and whatnot. Then I'm going to have, if I can arrange it, I want to see if I can get in the crew that screens the 12 people who are the masters, and I want to check for T-rays.
Per guild.
Yes. Basically, they have to... What?
There's 5 guilds.
Right, but Bert said there was 12 people coming, right?
No, 12 from guild. Each guild.
Per 12
guild.
From each. Oh, yeah. Crap. Yeah. I'm going...
That's 60 people.
60 yep. people, but I'll...
63, including the three that are getting voted.
They don't get to vote, so...
Yeah. And I want to have a T-ray detector and basically be looking for... I think that the science guy took a trip to Germany and is now brainwashed.
Okay. One question is, who are you going to get to make a T-ray detector, as no one has successfully made a permanent one?
I am going to spend my whatever thing that I have.
Universal gadget.
Yeah, universal
so that
gadget.
Last, yeah, so that will last essentially one scene, one day, whatever you want to call it. So you'll be screening them that day with it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. And then I'm going to say, he has T-rays. You should block them and look like a freaking moron. All right. And, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go on to John Prime. What are you doing?
I'm going through the recent paperwork for the site for the elections. I'm doing data entering and collation. This is really Gavin's job, but I'm guessing he could probably use a break from it, so I'm going to fill the role.
Sounds good. And, John, what is the Aussie wanting to do, as you have been offered this contract as well?
Probably look around, follow the German, and help him out with that.
I'm sorry, follow who?
The German. The one he could speak German to.
Von Hundegard.
Ah, okay.
I see the kangaroo using his foot as the giant rubber stamp of approval.
Thunk. Kicking it very hard.
Okay. So you guys break after this, and Mr. Bishop goes to check out his... his doctors. I'm sorry, go ahead, Nick.
If I could, I would request also to just do a background check for someone who has the skills to do this, to do a background check on the mecha guys to, you know, just make sure.
Yeah, you want to screen the people who are actually be chosen for the police?
Yeah.
I just got to point out one fact that makes me laugh inside. They're screening everyone, but they're not looking at me.
You're a PC. You have a glowing thing above your head.
You're not glowing trust aura.
Yeah.
No, it's no. My letters became from blue to green.
Yes.
Yep.
So obviously I'm a PC now.
Also, the distinction in your coloration means that we can easily target you in a firefight.
Yes. There you go.
Oh yeah.
Also, you're not going to be inside, so you're not much of a worry.
All right. If that's what everyone wants to do, you break, and I'm going to take care of Mr. Bishop real quick. So we'll just show up at we'll show up at Watson and Crick's.
And...
yep. All right, so Bishop, you show up at Watson and Crick's. They're all ready for you. I understand that you want a blood scan to see if you've been under the influence of any particular chemicals lately, is that correct? He's got you laying down on this like a metal slab of a table that has curious like gutters stripped into it that looks like a bloodletting
yeah, it may I don't know how far you can go back. It may have been a while back. It's you know, one of those things that it's a dream, and I know it's from a long time ago. Before insert date where I learned German.
He writes this stuff down. Oh, just relax. He puts a leather strap that holds your head down to the table. And like straps go around your wrist and legs, table tilts so that you're hanging almost upside down. And unceremoniously, he jabs a needle into your wrist.
I don't scream out. I grit my teeth.
He hums along as he checks his instruments, makes a few changes on the dial. This is Watson. Crick, meanwhile, is hunched over a microscope it's casting an illumination upon a wall, showing your blood as it's flowing out of your veins down this tube.
Comforting.
It makes little noises to himself, and after about a minute, it stops. You're feeling very lightheaded as they've just drawn off like a pint of your blood. He offers you a cookie.
I take it and eat it.
Yes. And he says, okay, and he puts your blood in this little device that spins it around, and they do some separation of your blood. They do it pretty quickly while you're sitting there waiting. And he, after about an hour or so, he comes back with your results. And he names off every brand of liquor you've had in the last 12 months. And you apparently have a bacterial infection you were unaware of.
I'll make sure to get it.
And he points out a couple of colored areas on a chart he's looking at. And he says, there are some unexplained chemical abnormalities here. And he shows you two on the chart. You are not a medical man, so you have no idea what the chart means, but he's looking at it very gravely.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a scientist. Can you give it to me in science speak instead of doctor speak?
Well, these chemicals here, he circles them on the chart. I've never seen them combined in such a way before. Some suitable chemical name for the three. I haven't bothered to look them up. He says, but from my understanding of these three chemicals, it would produce in the subject a very, shall we say, open frame of mind. Your resistances would be very low.
So it'd be a very good drug for some type of interrogation or getting someone to do something.
Oh, interrogate? He starts scribbling down madly. Yes, yes, yes. Very useful for that. However, this drug here, the last one that's on the list, produces, how would you call it?
Memory loss?
Memory loss, yes. Have you been playing in a chemistry lab in the last year?
Yeah, apparently I have. Is there any chance of remembering anything else, or is the memory loss permanent?
Oh, it depends on the amount of the drug that was given. We can't tell exactly how much, given the length of time ago it was. But depending on the dosage, it would wipe out as much as half an hour to an hour worth of your memories.
Is there any method of retrieving the memories? You know, any experimental method you might be aware of?
Oh, I was unaware that this drug was actually in common use. It would actually destroy the brain cells centered around that temporal time.
Damn. Well, that's not good.
So you say you were having dreams where you remembered things.
Yes, I remembered the event. I remember being injected.
Oh, that would make sense. You would not remember much after the injection. So memories are returning from before.
Yes.
Oh, did you John suffer died. Some head trauma? Yeah, I see it there. Around the time when this might have happened.
Around that time? No, I don't believe I had any head trauma. Afterward? Yes.
Ah, very, very likely then that your memory is returning, your brain has healed itself somewhat, so some of your memory is returning then. Unlikely that any memories would return after you were injected for this. You're going to have lost anywhere from half an hour to an hour of your life there.
That's not good.
And this bacterial infection, you should really get it checked out. This could lead to prostate problems.
Thank you. Just write that on a piece of paper. I'll take it to a doctor.
Yes, he writes you out a prescription.
I'll make sure to come back when I have time for your good lectures. I'm learning a lot.
Oh, of course.
Thank you. You're very good for me. Yes, you're very good.
They deliver the excellent news to you.
Also, I'll want to cut on the patent of that.
He wads up the paper he's writing on. Oh, of course. If ever such a thing was released on the market, I'll make sure to give you some notoriety with it. He gives you the shifty dog eye look.
I just nod to him and say, yeah. and I head off.
Right. Okay, so we are now going to enact the plans. I'm going to start from reverse.
Right.
Well, okay. At least that explains what happened that night.
Well, we need to clear the dice first.
Yes.
I didn't think there were anything in the dice.
No, I've seen
apparently there were. Yeah, still having my problems.
Okay, so we're going to start with Hundegard and Austin. You're checking on the site to see if any changes have been made. How far are you going back?
However much I can go back in our time frame.
All right, so are you checking public records? Are you checking their specific records?
We have access through Dare to the guild records of the things, don't we?
Dare has written out all of his commands. They were included along with that file, so you have access to whatever you need that he can allow. Like, you know, he can't allow you into another guild's purview, but you have free run around transport.
Transport wouldn't really know much, but...
Bert, would he also have run, since he's technically running power also?
No, he does not have the power to do that. He can requisition it, but his note will not get you into power, or what remains of power's building. Remember, the building is no longer there.
Yeah.
I'll go through what's available in public records, and what little I can get from transportation, but I somehow don't think transportation is going to have much to do with buildings.
All right, give me a scholarship roll. Austin, if you're hanging around and helping him, you can do a helping roll with scholarship. You roll as well, and if you do well enough, you will help his roll.
Or harm his roll.
Yes, you're basically moving files for him, and he's having you look at things as well.
Okay, I got a 5.
Okay. And
I have my specialization of, I may have read that, but I don't think it works here.
Not here, no. You can do brain in the books to kind of collate the information. Oh, wow. And I would suggest you use that. -3 on the dice.
Oh, I did?
Oh, I showed up.
Whoever rolled the red dice, I saw three negatives.
Right, I'm trying to roll my green dice here.
I'm yellow.
Okay.
Unless someone else has green. It just keeps telling me I'm
wrong. I'm not seeing any changes here. I'm going to...
key roll for me. This thing keeps telling me I'm rolling.
No problem. Here, I'll make your roll for you, and you got a plus and a minus. So what is your scholarship?
2.
Okay, so that would actually add a +1 to John's roll. John Prime, what is your roll?
I rolled, but it didn't appear here, so I just restarted. Do you want the new roll?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll give you a new roll so you can see it. Okay, that's a +1 there, so that's a 6. You see it?
Yeah. Yes, I see it. Okay, full with the 6. In the last year, transportation has actually made several upgrades to the building. The most recent of which, though, was 3 months ago, where they reinforced the concrete foundation with a series of new metals, because they're having heavier aircraft that they're starting to work on in their garages. That was the most recent thing. They have all the contract reports from who did the jobs, when it was finished, the products that were used, etc. So the largest job in recent times was the foundation that the guild building rests on. Previous to that, minor things here and there, patching roofs, repairing shattered glass. A lot of the glass apparently gets shattered whenever they try new engines. And so they're repairing glass panels a lot. But other than that, and you've got the list of who everything was done by, when it was signed off on. But unfortunately, yes, the place has undergone, looks like, pretty much continuous renovation.
And no suspicious signatures or names jumping out.
No, crossing the files, looking at the contractors, they're all very prestigious companies, or the companies that the guilds use for just about everything. Nothing odd.
All right. Okay.
No Constantine developing firm, nothing like that. Yugo Boom Inc., nothing like that.
Your faith in TNT.
Yes, exactly. This does take some time to collect all that information, so I'm going to say you burn like a good 2 days going through all of this. And this is going through and checking with the firms, too, to see if anything odd went on around that time. And they all check out. Like, nothing was hijacked, no new crew members on the crews that were doing this. Everybody was licensed and bonded who did the work. I'll even say you interviewed some of the people that did the work, and they are all longtime employees.
Oh, very good. Again?
All right. And let's see. Nick, you're setting up a seismograph. You're getting someone else to do that, or are you trying your hand at it yourself?
No, I'm getting someone who knows how to do that. And then I'm also going to get a jammer, particularly interested.
They did really well. You've got a really spiffy seismograph that will go down 3 miles deep and 5 miles wide.
Yay! Good for them. And then I would like to also get someone else to set up a jammer, particularly for the high bands and all the rest of that. And I want that to go active. About.
I will say this is basically the engineering crew, and I'll go with the same role. It was a good role. So they get all of that together.
Right.
Background checks. All right. Miss Blair will sign off on the paperwork to allow you to basically vet each of the people that will be there. This is not within the purview of the guild, but she's allowing it, and she's got a lot of pull. So
make sure to buy her an excellent latte.
She's been much calmer lately since the new coffee machine went in.
Yay.
Referring to everyone as my dear.
It's a natural. A natural, I say.
Yes, I begin to worry.
All right, so I'm going to allow you. There's going to be 12 of the armored troops around the front and another 10 in the back. So you're going to have 22 people that are going to be armored up. They're all going to be packing really heavy weaponry as well.
Oh, good for that.
But are you handling the investigations are you handling the interviews yourself on a one-to-one sort of thing?
Yes.
I'm going to say that this is going to take about 2 days then.
Okay.
So you need to be fairly fresh with each one if you're intending to catch anything.
Yeah, that's fine. Right.
Okay. I want you to give me a roll then. You can just do a single roll, and you can tell me when you're satisfied with the roll. I'm going to do a general roll for my guys here.
What skill am I using?
You're trying to basically sniff out if there's anything that just isn't right in their background or if you think they're the wrong person for the job. So you tell me, what do you want to roll on?
Who
are you checking? The security side?
Yes, security.
The Iron Men who are going to be ringing the place. Right.
Yep. Either investigation for checking backgrounds or empathy for...
Okay. On the interview, it's going to be empathy. If you want to check their background, give me the investigation role as well. Two separate roles if you're doing it that way. And this will take more time. So this is basically going to take up most of your time.
Well, I didn't have anything else I wanted to do, so...
By the way, Bert, given that we're talking about scanners and stuff, is the guy still checking the hybrid frequency?
Yes. Since they don't know how many things Constantine might have put up, and you can't be sure that you got them all, they've been constantly keeping the scanner running.
Also, the Ace Hole gang have got their frequencies, too, that's what they should be checking well. So just make sure that's still going on, right?
Yes, all of that's still going on. They basically got a listening setter set up.
Yep.
I got a 5 on both. I'll blow a single chip on both. One for it could all be lies. For empathy. Do I get weakness for empathy? I don't think I should.
I just rolled 4 negatives for my guys, so...
don't worry about you.
Yeah, never mind. Shit.
Right, you discount 5 people right off as being bribable. And you're not saying that they've taken any money specifically to do anything wrong, but their backgrounds are such that they would be very bribable.
I note down their names.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, for later on. and then I got I'm going to spend a chip for it could all be lies for empathy weakness. I'm sorry, empathy. And then I'll spend a chip for I deal in a dirty business for investigation, which will give me a 7 on each.
Okay, and they do moderately good with that. All right, so this is for the interviewing process.
Okay.
Okay, is that correct? This is the empathy roll, right?
I got a 7 on both.
You got a 7 on both. Okay. Yep. Well, they did a little bit better on the one-to-one interview. They're mm-hmm. all hardened, mm-hmm. and they've all served military time. None of these guys are particularly young. Mm-hmm. Did you want to cut out the 5 before you got to the interview? Since you rolled that way, you did the investigation first.
Yep.
So you cut those guys right out. Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone else.
I want to do. I'm sorry, excuse me. I do want to interview them. They will not be on the team. I want to see which one I think took a bribe.
Ooh, okay. Okay, you'll end up.
And if I get the weakness bonus for empathy, that's good. Boosts me up to
all right. That's enough. That'll do it. Because they ended up with a 5 to your 7, mm-hmm. which wasn't enough to blow their social track. But if you use that, that will be. So yes, one person, as a matter of fact, did take a bribe, but it was to try and sneak in a video or audio recorder into the building. It was from a. He took the bribe, and he comes clean once you actually have the interview with him. He doesn't try to hide it. Mm-hmm. He took a bribe to try and get a recorder in for a local news rag that wanted to report on in the process.
Tell him you couldn't do it. You're still on the team, and I'll take the name down of the. Of the rag, just
It was a reporter, sir. His name was Anton something or other.
Anton LaVey. Then, then you can tell Anton I said hi, and then you can do it. I don't care.
All right, so you're going to leave him on the team?
Yeah, he can. No, he gets ejected. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but tell Anton I said hi and that he did the good job.
All right, so the replacement guys you screened, and they're just fine. They're younger guys. They're not as experienced as the ones that were originally handpicked, mm-hmm. but you're more certain of these guys' background.
Loyalty is more important than efficiency.
Competency?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to move on to Marcus. You're doing the security check, and you're also having another chat with Hatfield.
I'm also sending some people on boats, etc., to check the boats. Make sure boats as in arrival boats, that see which ones came in, you know, White's boys, that there wasn't some suspicious ship, kind of like the one that brought in the last.
You're going to have to be more, I mean, what do you consider suspicious? Because it's a busy dock. There are international ships in daily.
Yeah, you're right. Just make sure White boys are on the lookout of anything that's out of the ordinary. Ship that's staying there too long or something along those lines.
You have a good description of the last type of boat that...
Oh, yeah. I also... Any boat that kind of has this description and...
All right. Sure.
That might have... On. Yeah. And, you know, if there's a ship like that, have someone kind of sneak out to see if there's a, you know, a hidden hold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to have White's guys just do a... Yeah, let's see how they do this for my own benefit here. Okay. All right. And I want you to give me a burglary roll as you look over the place. The building is very spacious, but luckily for you, there actually aren't that many like office spaces or cubicles or separate rooms. Most of it is like, it's almost like a giant warehouse where they have the whole bottom two floors or where they test aircraft. One of them is a simplistic wind tunnel. One of them is where they do stress tests, that sort of thing. Only the top two levels actually have office rooms. So there's like 20 different rooms otherwise. So for such a large building, there isn't a lot of places to hide stuff, etc. But it will take you a while for its general size to go over everything. So give me a burglary roll.
Okay, good. Good thing my burglary isn't that high, and I'm the one who's doing this.
You can have the police join you.
I'm having the police join me.
All right. Well, they did really well. What's your roll? They're going to add a plus. Let's see, that's a 4. They're going to add a plus 3 to your roll.
Okay. Why didn't they do the roll and I was supporting them?
If you want to do it that way, it's fine.
Good, because I give them plus 1.
Okay. So they have a 6, so they're going to get a 7 on it. They find 2 listening devices that were hidden in the air ducts.
I thought a 6 was a plus 2, not a plus 3.
Is
One, two, three. You are right.
But I'm supporting them anyway.
Yeah. I'm just making sure I know which the rules
are correct. You are correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, they find listening devices in the air ducts. They've got like a little egg timer-like thing inside so that they'll cut on and start recording for the period, as long as her tape reel holds out. And set to go off about the time where the deliberations start.
Reporters these days always trying to get the scoop is whenever they can. Don't they understand the privacy of these things?
You replace it with one of your own.
No, Gavin was going to do that.
I'm not there.
Yeah, Gavin is having nothing to do with the security, so.
Yep.
I accidentally lose my phone, which I set it to record at the right time.
It's up to you as to whether or not you want to have an audio bag there or not.
And we'll make it quick here for your talk with Hatfield.
Rapport?
Give me a rapport roll. He's glad to talk to you. He's met you before. Very down-to-earth kind of guy. He doesn't really take himself or his position with a lot of aplomb. You know, he's very salt-of-the-earth kind of guy.
Seven.
Met you, yet he's still willing to talk to you.
Yeah, amazing, huh?
Yeah.
They're drinking buddies now. That's what it kind of comes down to. All right, he doesn't do so. He ends up with, a four. He ends up with a six, so okay. He's willing to talk to you. What questions do you have specifically?
I'm just wondering why he's, you know, I hadn't heard about him running before, why he's come out now. What is
actually, no, you did know that he was running.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the original people who were in it.
What's his campaign on, etc.? What is he campaigning for? I mean, like, is he for the increasing guild strength, etc., that type of stuff. Just kind of figuring out what's his angle type thing.
Now, his angle is mostly that he thinks that the guilds need to have a person that's more connected with the people than the current establishment has. He thinks that they're too far removed, that they really don't know what the common man has to go through. He doesn't himself think he has a lot of chance of winning, but his guild put him forward and he accepted it. They wanted a showing, but he doesn't feel like he's going to make it.
What does he think of the other guy who's running? That
he likes Dare well enough. He's known Dare since he was a child, and he's always thought well of him.
Mm-hmm. And the other guy who came out
doesn't know a lot about him. Until he found out his name was on the roster, he'd only heard of him occasionally since his. His particular, you know, field doesn't need much in the way of aircraft other than the occasional crop dusting. The name just never came out. He's met him a few times. He seems he's a quiet, mousy kind of guy. He doesn't see how he'd make a good leader, but doesn't think anything bad of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hadn't heard anything like how he'd been running, how he came to run, like how he came to be chosen.
Not at all. No, it was just out of the air. The guy was put forward.
I ask him, like, if of the people from power, who would you have chosen to run? You know, who would you think would have been the, like, a really stiff competition compared to this guy?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm just asking, like, him, like, yeah, if you were from power, of the people you know, who would you have put forward? I mean, compared to this guy.
He just rubs his lips a little bit and says, you know, Tesla was a really strong force there. He had a lot of character to him, and his guild loved him. He really didn't have a protege. There was no one that he was training to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those guys, you know, they're really into the books. They're not people persons. You know, they don't interact well. Tesla is one of the few that could speechify and could hold your attention, and he seemed to know the kind of man you are. He was a good man. He takes off his hat for a moment.
You know. I raised the glass.
Yeah. But the rest of those guys, unless you talk numbers and facts and figures, they're not much leaders, that's for sure. I think Dare was the closest thing that Tesla had to a son. I'm pretty sure that most of those guys are going to throw the support behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to wait for Tesla's clone's son to come forward.
Yeah.
Way I see it, he belts back some alcohol and pour some pure grain for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I see it. It's all a farce. I think Joshua's probably pretty much got it in the barrel, and the rest of these guys, are, including myself, are just put up to make it seem like there's an actual choice.
Mm-hmm.
That Sonier guy, he had something going, and he had a lot of backers. I hear somebody got some dirt on him, or something happened in his family, and he withdrew. Just a few days ago, really. Now, he had some serious possibilities. He could have given Dare a run for his money, but me, this Erickson guy, nah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for the conversation and the drink. Always nice. It's always nice to talk to you.
Yep. And you help him finish up a jug of moonshine.
Don't wish him luck or anything.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
He said, "Don't wish him luck or anything."
No.
All right, Jameis, you're checking on basically as much as you can on the people that are going to be in there.
German.
Yes, he is.
Okay. One thing I'll also be wanting to do then is contacting the guys in the underground to see if any of the guys coming over have heard of him as being particularly strong one way or the other in terms of how he favors the current German regime.
All right. Give me a contact roll for basically interviewing as many of these people as you can. I will say that each of the 12 that are being put up by the guilds, Stonewall, they will not speak to you.
I'm not expecting not really expecting to talk to the masters. I just want to investigate what they've been doing and see if there's anything odd in there.
Mm-hmm.
What they've been doing recently and stuff. So, contacts. That's not good. I don't have a high contacts.
I like how we're all doing what the others should be doing.
Yeah.
That's all right.
This is also including me researching the various people as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay, it's time to start doing. So I would have hoped scholarship research would have come in for this instead.
And you can tap your organization too, since the guy's specifically from Germany. You can see the name Erickson. So if you want to tap that, you can.
Well, yeah, because that's pretty much one of the things I'm doing. If I've got enough details on Nicholas with the Fallings, but I'm not really following that up too much.
I'll roll that in there too if you want to drop the name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to spend 2 chips to start. One of the things is Marmoset Railroad Flunky.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Man in the Know.
Okay, both very good for that. I didn't roll very good either, so.
Yeah. So that, what did I get me up to? Plus 4 to do a bit of 6 in total.
6. Okay, that's more than beating the amount of obfuscation I put into it. Okay, so what you get? First of all, we'll go with a minor thing. Frawley. Yes, he actually is an expat from Germany. He got out through the railroad. He is now going by the last name, excuse me for a second, Morant.
First name Breaker? First name Breaker?
Nope. Bobby Morant. It's pretty easy to track down that he's the last of his family line. His sister apparently died recently in Metapole. And he is on the watch list from 3R. He is a person of interest, and it's one of the reasons he got yanked out of Germany before he was apprehended.
Right. I'll pass it on to Nick at some point, but it's not urgent.
And as for the rest of it, Erickson, he is German, but he is not of German nobility. His parents were middle class. They are staunch supporters of the old German regime and are very
true
vocal.
True
German regime. Are very vocal about disliking what 3R is doing to their country. His parents have actually been rounded up and questioned by the current regime, although they have been released.
Nothing about his particular leanings.
What you can tell, the guy is completely apolitical. He's had no political ambitions, has had no favoritism to one side or another that anyone has ever seen on record. Even talking to people that drink with him or have had dinner with him, he only... It seems like he's only interested in engines, planes, dirigibles. He has no interest beyond the math and the sciences.
Why the hell is this guy running? He has to be a friend for someone else. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, it's very puzzling because the guy has, talking to some people who consider him close, he's apparently has no social skills whatsoever. To even think this guy could lead a mob of children, let alone, it's puzzling. Oh,
kids are tricky.
Yes. Someone is breathing heavily into their microphone right now. There we go. That's better.
And the masters?
I stopped breathing.
Yes. Going through this also is going to take you some amount of time as you're having to go through 60 some odd people. All of them have various backgrounds. Yes, some of them are German, some of them are French, some of them are Italian. I mean, you've got a very wide sampling here. All of them are fairly advanced in years. None of them is younger than 55.
Right.
All right. As far as their personal accomplishments, that's well documented. You can see their patent list. You can see where their names have been into scientific papers for various disciplines, this or that. Some of them have had problems with their character and being exposed by certain newspapers, as can be expected, with the power that they have and the power that they have over, you know, other people and situations. A lot of them have abused it. There's many scandals, many ex-wives, many wives being compensated for, for things that they've done. it's kind of appalling at the people that, make up the leadership of the guilds, actually. It's kind of distasteful.
It's almost as if they were people.
When was Lord Acton around?
That's power corrupts, absolutely.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
When but was unfortunately...
1834 to 1902, this would be his time.
Yes, it would. There you go. But yeah, would any of these people take a bribe or be in under someone's pay? Certainly, any of them could have been.
any of them have some suspicious visitations to Germany or anything?
Oh, like I said, many of them are German. The ones that are German are all of noble family.
Right. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So, yes, this poses a big problem for you, though, as that... Of course, they are old men, though. It's not likely that any of them were going to stab somebody, you know, given their advanced age.
Are they noble because of their scientific knowledge, or did they gain the scientific knowledge because they had time because they were noble?
They didn't have to earn a living in any other way, so family backing and money got them an education. Although they are all well published and have patents in their own right, so they do have some genius of their own. It's not like they, you know, mom and dad bought them their position in life. They are all well published and excellent. But
there's nothing outstanding about the behaviors. Not like some month ago, someone said Germany, 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 rah rah rah.
No. I'm going to say that trying to dig out what all their political opinions are would take longer than you've got.
Well, they said it's more like if anyone suddenly come out has sort of changed their way, their normal behavior of suddenly, all of a sudden I'm going to be doing this big, huge, yay, 3R type thing. Or just gotcha. Someone suddenly come out as political immediately in the past few while.
Since it's kind of your job to do data analysis, I'm gonna give you a little bump in your role there for that. Nothing outside of norm within the last several months. Okay. You got the odd person showing up in the scandal rags, but that seems to be for par for course. It happens every so often.
Yep. Okay.
All right, and I believe that Bert, wraps up everyone. That's go ahead.
Real quick, if there's one other thing I can do, I'd like to see if I could get Dared to wear a bulletproof vest to this thing underneath his clothes. And then secondarily, I'd like to give him a radio with a single channel that will be unjammed and have it with me in case there is, something that does go wrong. I can...
All right. I will say you are not able to see Dare in person because they're coming down to the final few days. Everyone's pretty much being kept away from anyone else. You know, they're already being sequestered for this. But you do contact him, you know, over telephone in person. And yes, he will wear a vest. No, he can't do the radio thing because it's supposed to be a complete lockdown. No recording devices, nothing in and out. He can't do that.
Okay.
I want to take guest masks. I reckon someone's just going to guess them all. Easiest way of doing it.
Thank you for allaying my suspicions.
That's the most obvious way you do it, just freaking guess.
You have days. I mean, if you want to get a hold of Marlo or pass this along to someone, it can certainly be worked out.
I've been saying all along, people at the weak point, you just get someone to do a guess bomb or something, and boom.
It could be the whole Sherlock thing, where there's a...
forward restrictor coming out of the vent?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's... I mean, could we check the vents? It will. Does Gavin tell me his fear?
Oh, yeah, you guys have had time to communicate between one another. And Mr. Bishop, it gives the vents the all clear other than the recording devices.
Right, but they could, you know, come into the sewers in the middle. Where's the vents? You know, would it be possible to get to it from the sewers and do the whole Sherlock Holmes thing?
No, actually, the vents, they have something of a primitive... what do you call it? Central air system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it all runs through a machine that's got pumps and bellows. It doesn't attach to the sewer system at all.
Okay. So they would have to get into the building through us.
Yes. There are no subfloors because they need the thick concrete for testing of engines and very heavy devices. There's no sub-basement. There's nothing below ground level. I mean, yes, they have sewer lines, but there's no, you know, below ground level at all.
The easiest thing, and we sort of wouldn't get together and sort of blaring each other and whatnot, the easiest thing I see is that Erickson really is a weird wild card in this. If somebody's been compromised or something, he could easily walk in with a binary compound, mesh it together, and produce gas to kill everyone.
Well, I mean, I'll warn...
It's the quickest and simplest and easiest way of doing it.
I'll warn Dare of that and see if we can have a easy escape route and tell him to... always be near it and, you know, brief them on what we think might happen.
The typical thing is that when everyone starts to come in, because this is, they take the, what goes on in conference very seriously with no recording devices, everyone actually has to disrobe before entering, and then they're given robes as they go in. So, I mean, unless they're hiding it in cracks in their bodies or something, you know, well, everyone,
people everyone do it all the time. Down.
Yeah.
People do it all the time.
Well, let alone it's quite easy, just with a, especially with Metapol, but a surgery will hide a bit of gas canister in your body.
Yeah.
Not that I think people go that far, but Erickson is just such a wild card. What the hell is his deal?
Or he could have just had surgery, or he could, I mean, there's, we can't.
You know that information. Just... Yeah, he's not been in the hospital anytime recently. The only thing that stands out in his background is just what I said. His parents had been pulled in by 3R and then released after about a week or two of questioning. It's put down.
So, well,
it's a holdover Erickson for doing something.
Right, but the
parents are still in Germany.
Yeah, and the French are masters of biological. I mean, hell, all it could take is an injection. I mean, he could have had surgery at a facility that we don't know about, and they could just simply use makeup to cover up the scars, and then boom. I mean, there's 100,000 things that we could do.
Bishop would know from some of what he learned from the previous adventure that is entirely possible.
Yep. I mean, there's 100,000 things that we could do, but we don't have. We're not in the situation too, and we can't. So we just go.
You did what you can do.
Yep.
It's not your job to provide security. You were just supposed to be an extra set of eyes.
Yep.
By the way, Marlo, you're asking to minor blow on Bobby Morant.
Okay. I'll go meet him afterwards and have some words about Starling.
Right. Can we move on to the day of, unless someone needs to do something beforehand?
Nope.
Probably we should, but since I can't think of it.
I'll go clandestinely and visit Bobby and see if Starling
is... Therein is the problem. Okay. The way the network works is once they're given new identities, they don't keep track of them. They're supposed to disappear into the new society.
Oh, how I hate you, system that is uniquely situated to foil both my evil plots and my evil plans.
Yeah, the whole idea is to make these people disappear, keeping records.
No, Bert, I'm not disputing. I'm woeing.
The player understand the character's annoyed.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. All right.
So yes, we'll go the day of, and yes, it is a big event. They do have to put up a wire fence to make sure that the crowd stays beyond the limits. You actually do see people carrying signs around for, you know, this person or that person. And your guy is overwhelmingly the largest supported by the crowd. You see a few people with Hatfield, you know, banners about. And
anyone with Erickson banners?
Nobody.
We should just shoot this guy
before he gets anywhere near the place. He's such an obvious wild card.
He's an obvious plant. If he wins,
I hunt him down and kill him.
Yes, that is probably the plan after he gets elected.
Yes. So each of the guilds have one of these stretch limo type things that delivering their men and going through the cordon, and they're all, you know, checked by the police before they go in, and you understand on the inside they relinquish their clothing and are given robes for the whole thing.
And these people do look like they're photographs. It's not like someone in disguise, as far as we can tell.
Oh, as far as you can tell. You're kept at the same distance as the crowd. You can't get any closer either. They don't disgorge the people until they're right at the building. No, you're not allowed in either. No one is, other than these people.
He's scanning them.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They put you in an officer uniform. Blair gives you a badge and everything. So you're going incognito as one of the officers. So, go ahead and give me an investigation roll.
You
see anything odd as you're scanning everybody. Now you're scanning on the outside. You're not allowed inside.
I did not.
Got binoculars to look at them closely and everything.
Yes, you can do that.
I got a 6. If I can use in examination, I get a 8.
You can do that. Jameis, if you're looking through binoculars and trying to see if you can root out anything, you're welcome to make an investigation roll, as well as anyone else. Bishop, are you actually going to be on a roof with a sniper, or what?
If I can get the uniform, yes.
You will? Yeah, Blair will give you a uniform.
Okay, I'll take it.
I might as well.
I feel
the red dot.
You've got the number 007 on your police badge there, Marcus.
Yes! wow.
Alright, what was your roll? For Nick.
I'm going to spend a single chip for ideal in a dirty business if you allow me to. Mm-hmm. That will give me a 10.
All right. With a 10, you're mildly disgusted at all the wrinkly, wrinkly skin you've got to look at as you're checking people over.
Should really get that checked out, guy.
Yep. The only thing that kind of trips off your suspicious meter is one of the 12 men from Power has basically, it's a pacemaker, so he has a device on him.
Mm-hmm. But it is,
he's also like 85 years old and
but he has a pacemaker, so I can't, you know, that's not grounds enough for me to get him ejected. So
and he does have paperwork for it as well. He does produce.
He's got a pacemaker. Get him!
Yeah.
Other than that, everyone else comes out clean, and no one looks like they've had surgery, no scars that are odd. No one tries to sneak anything in.
Yay! This will come as a total surprise with the climactic explosion.
Yep.
And the other thing that stands out, Jameis, you're with a 7, you're seeing basically the same things too, although you wouldn't have caught the pacemaker. Erickson, when they make his arrival, they have to go through the same process as well. Erickson's a young guy too. He's about Joshua's age.
Does he look mysteriously kind of like Tesla?
Not at all. No, very.
It could very just good. Be he just decided, I'm going to step up and run the power cult. I have black power suddenly rising within me. Who can say?
I don't.
All right, but yeah, I mean, you're feeling in your gut that it's all going to go wrong, but you just cannot root out anything that looks suspicious.
No, I have the aspect paranoid as fudge. Yes, so.
There you go. All right. So they're all left in.
Let's see, how fast can we run away before it blows up?
That's why I'm on a building, you know, what was it, a half mile away?
Yep. Stationed there with a police sniper. The Zeppelins are in the air as well. So they're circling with your cordon. So everything was set up the way that you had to do. So at this point, it's hands off to see if you covered all your bases. And
we did get crew underneath just in case, besides the seismograph.
Well, there is no underneath. I mean, you can have some policemen stationed at the closest sewer access.
That would yes. That's what I want.
Otherwise, hang out in his shifty's cart that he's got set up and grab your bite to eat.
Some of Chef's employees are out there hawking their newest big spicy meatballs. So the door is ceremonially sealed. It's got a large, elaborate clockwork lock that's ticking down, you know, the 12 hours that's sealed over the door.
Bert, I have a question. If they decide within the first, you know, hour, are they still stuck in there?
Yes, they are. Yeah, the deliberation has to go for 12 hours.
Right. Have they got a toilet in there?
Hey, there's Anton LaVey. Damn it.
They actually, you would have checked this out too, but they had food pre-prepared there, so they've got food as well. Yes, you checked all the food.
Did we check in the bathroom there?
You performed all these checks. So yes, so it's on. So for the next 12 hours, people are hanging around watching the smokestacks to see what color smoke's coming out.
There's the most obvious audio listening point ever, the smokestacks.
It was checked too.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's the most obvious point you can go to do something like that. Mm-hmm.
We did check the stuff they're burning.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, you checked even that. All right.
Okay.
So after 3 hours, black smoke comes out of the stack, signifying that they have not come to a decision. A lot of people in the crowd are like, "Oh,
what time of day is it?"
It starts at 8 o'clock that night.
In the morning or at night?
No, at night.
Okay, then so we can't see the black smoke.
Eight in the morning. It's going to run at eight at night, and eight in the morning is when they come out.
Okay, the black smoke goes up at 11 o'clock at night.
There's spotlights. There's lights all over the place. It's well illuminated. You've also got the searchlights from the Zeppelins going around.
Why do I imagine that they're shooting black smoke just because they don't want to show white smoke at the very beginning and go everyone to go, aww, they figured it out already. Yeah,
what you guys missed were like the 50 hookers that were, you know, brought in through the back doors and all the all the alcohol and drugs. It's
the hell am I doing on the outside?
So at any rate,
yeah, it's something that can happen.
At the next 3 hour point, once again, black smoke.
No explosions yet?
No explosions, no. And this goes on every 3 hours or so. You know, jet of smoke comes out. It's all black. You're about halfway through the night, and the crowd's still starting to wane. A lot more the booze is going around at this point. People are passing flasks back and forth. It's getting a little rowdy, but with all the heavily armed police around, people are staying fairly calm.
I'm doing rounds with my people. I want to know where Starling is.
There's news reporters out, getting pictures of the black smoke coming out. It's like hour six, and we still don't have a consensus.
I tried to figure out a way to murder them all.
I'm on a rooftop with a radio.
Let's see. Starling is going to... Let's see if he's... Yeah, okay. Last you heard, Starling was in the sewers.
What do you mean, the last I heard?
That's what the idea was, is he's supposed to be in the sewers.
I tried to get in contact with him immediately.
You can, yeah. That's well, actually, how do you do that? Because you don't exactly have mobile units.
Yeah, that's very true. I don't have little radios that are sticking out of our ears. Damn it, this technology hasn't been invented yet.
Starfleet, communicator.
Yes.
I physically...
You can take a trip down the sewers if you want. Yeah.
I take a trip down the sewers.
Yeah, yeah. You catch him dicing with some of the officers at one of the sewer the points where all the different lines come together, which would be the obvious place for a machine or a large group of people to come through.
All right. All right. And then I let my paranoia relax, and I go up top and say, "It's going to happen."
Have you figured out a way to extend one small scene that you into a full session?
No, we actually haven't come to the thrust of it yet, but we're getting there.
I was just pointing out, the last time he had the funeral for Tesla, that took us like three or four sessions just to get there when it had already happened.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
So, come morning, 6 o'clock, actually, white smoke comes out of the furnace stacks.
Well,
hey.
Now I get to know if I have to murder someone.
Yeah, but they're stuck in there another 3 hours. The doors is locked.
They're stuck in there another 2 hours. 8 o'clock in the morning. The Iron Men go to the door. They remove the ceremonial lock that is clicked down its last and is opened. And they throw open the doors. And
everyone's
men are all standing there in their white robes. And Joshua Dare steps forward. Two men come out and lay the mantle upon him for the head of the guilds. And, you know, the crowd goes wild. Oh! Joshua's been elected.
I hate this. Something has gone horribly wrong, and I don't know what.
Yeah, apparently nothing happened during the night. You're checking all the men coming out because, you know, even though you didn't catch it going in, you're making sure you don't catch any more recording devices coming out. Same men went in, same men come out. No, I'm keeping the same roles. No differences.
None of them look like they've been invaded by the alien body snatchers.
Your Spidey senses are not tingling.
if only I had purchased Spidey sense. Yeah.
So they're all whisked quickly away, including Dare. He's his normal aides are about him. He catches you in the crowd there, Nick, still wearing your police uniform, and nods to you as he enters his limo. And in procession, they all start driving away.
So the Spidey sense didn't tingle, but what about the Marmoset sense?
The Marmoset sense is going all over the place because apparently he's been in the crowd.
He thinks there might be some nuts nearby, but he's not quite sure.
Right.
Well, there are plenty of nutty people.
So, counter to your sick feeling in your stomach there, it all goes off. Even the cars fail to explode as they leave the lot.
I don't know what just happened here, but I don't like it.
Why did this guy run? Is there any way to ask what happened in there, or is it all tight-lipped?
It's all tight-lipped until they have the people ready for media coverage. These guys have been up for, you know, a long time, so they're all...
Yeah.
You can't ask. Nothing's stopping you from asking, but there's no guarantee they're going to answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, all right. What's the next scene, Bert?
So the next scene is Blair meets you. Well, meet you all as they're packing everything down and hands each of you a gold sealed envelope written in the hand from Joshua Dare, inviting you to a private party being held in District 1 tonight, or well, this afternoon.
Who's running security?
I have no idea.
hopefully, Dare's security.
Actually, the wording in the message doesn't appear that Dare will be there. It's held in his honor for everyone involved that helped him to get the position.
Oh, okay. And where is it being held?
We'll say Pasternak's.
Oh God.
I have horrible. I consider not showing up as the horrible memories of the last party I went to up there, not including the game. I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. I consider not going up because we've been up for 24 hours or so, if not more.
It's going to be tonight, so I can go sleep. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go sleep. And possibly invite, we'll take the last, see if someone's up for going to the party.
Okay, that sentence didn't go well, so I'm going to start it off getting.
I tried to contact my boys and see what the hell is happening.
Your boys, tired as they are kind of mystified too. Nothing odd happened over the night.
Do we still have I guess we got ejected whilst Dare was doing his 3 days of fasting or whatever he was doing.
You still had your presence, outside of his home. You've always got him, there's always somebody watching him because you figure something's going on.
Yeah.
But, and they were never dismissed. They're still there.
Has he come home?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then everybody go home, get some sleep.
Before you do that.
Yeah.
Check the room to make sure it's still in the same state it was beforehand.
Check
the room. Check the room.
What room?
The room where they had their meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm just going to keep the same roles, other than it's now smelling like very sweaty men confined in.
Old man.
Yeah.
It smells like Old Spice.
And a disgusting amount of cheese, cracker, and bratwurst was eaten.
Thank you for volunteering me for this duty, Gavin.
You think the bratwurst has gone bad? It's gone bad!
All right, well...
Someone could try to poison someone!
I see if Dare is... Are the plans for Dare to go to the party?
No. If you check with your men, Dare went home and he's basically gone right to sleep, but his men say Dare has no plans to go out this evening.
Convalescing. Well, let's go to the party and see what's up.
I invite
Starling.
I invite the lady I had last night in the morning.
The strawberries and cream girl, yes.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
And I invite Starling's girlfriend.
Interesting. How about the rest of you?
I doubt she's still in town, so I'll be inviting her.
Actually, Bert, I do a quick check on tennis. Is the tennis anywhere near here?
No.
Okay, then.
There's not a tennis match here, unfortunately. Well, if you want to spend a fate chip, she could be in town.
I have an extra one.
I was right after the cookies and cream girl. Really?
Yeah, I was actually going to do that. I was going to spend one of my fate chips to have her randomly turn off now while you're on a date with the other woman.
Since I have the sneaking suspicion she's going to show up, I'll spend the chip since I still have an extra one. I've only spent one. And I'll be back to my normal chips and have her there with me on my arm.
Sure. Okay. So, yeah, she happens to be in town as a stopover for a match. And actually, she's coming back from a match. This is a stopover before she gets back to the island to visit her father.
Yes.
So, sure, she'll take you up on your invitation.
Actually, I'm not going to invite Starling nor his spy. That was a bad decision.
And Mr. Hundegaard, you've been in the public eye lately. Are you bringing anyone on your arm or...
I don't think.
If you need me to hook you up with someone, I can have a list. I think I have a couple here I'm not interested in.
I don't really want to impugn your reputation, but I think I'd rather find women outside of your interest?
Actually, I have a couple right here that are more into the bookish types. I didn't want to go after them.
Hey, this one reads 3 half moons and a star.
What does that even mean?
Who knows?
Yeah, you were drunk when you came up with your code system.
Seriously, I'm going to get the cryptography skill just for this.
So,
it sounds like
John,
you've really got it. What you need to do is decode your own cryptograms.
So, John Prime, does Hildegard go? And if so, do you bring a guest or no?
I'll go along for the sake of actually being along for the plot, otherwise I write myself out, and no guest.
Okay.
Bert, I have a question. This was just mm-hmm. something that I was curious about. Of the masters selected for, was Sonier one of the masters selected to vote?
No, he was not.
Okay, just curious about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Gavin Marshall.
I'm kind of thinking you wouldn't go, but I'm running for the plot if I should be there. I don't know how much of a scene you're going to be having at the party.
Oh, by the way, I make sure to remember where the planes are. If I remember the layout enough, do I remember the layout enough to remember yes. where those stupid planes are? Yes. I make sure to avoid that area of the ship no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Austin the Aussie. You do have an invitation. Are you going as well? Hey, also, keep in mind, you don't have a place to live yet.
He's just going to rub in his chin.
I happen to know a guy who knows a guy who we have an opening at the Cheka. We could use an Aussie. And a kangaroo. Wait, no, it can't. Never mind.
Yeah, he'll go.
Alright. And Gavin? Has Gavin decided or not decided?
That's terrible.
That's... I'm bringing...
No, Eddie will not turn up as a piece of arm candy for you, no.
Thank the Lord. And his merciful nature.
He does look odd with a top hat and tails, however. But,
good for him. He...
So, Gavin. Yay!
Yes, if I need to spend a chip to have Marlene there as well with me.
You can have Marlene there, yes. Spend a chip to bring her into the
yep.
plot. All right. So I'm going to get to cut to the whole point of tonight's adventure. Yes, you're all arrived at Pasternak. They're letting people up the lift a few at a time. It's a gala event. The place is all decked out and the colors of power. Well, it'll actually be the colors of transportation. That's what Joshua was head of. Now that he is guild head, he's head of all of them. Everybody is, you have assigned seatings in the blimp of love, and while you're waiting, because the elevator only takes so many up at a time, the bar is open, there's several bands playing in different parts of the lobby area. You all show up with your respective dates or aides at the side, and it looks to be a big event. You see a lot of Metapol's finest personality there. Some of you are bringing some of the personalities, namely Bishop there has got a star on his arm. when suddenly Blair comes in with 4 armed guards, and she's looking very grim as she marches up to you.
Me?
Well, the group in, the group in general.
Hmm. I get ready to run for it.
Right. I don't know if I'd hang around with these guys socially, though.
Blair looks very grim, and she's speaking to you as if she doesn't know you well, okay? She is, so she calls you each out by name, including Mr. Austin there.
She's taking the time.
And hands each of you a rolled parchment. And she says... After repeating each of your names, she says, "You have your licenses are hereby revoked by the guilds. You're to turn in your badges immediately. Further, I'm here to arrest you all on charges of sedition to the crown." And her men step forward in their body armor and their rifles.
What?
We've actually been working for the bad guy.
Blair looks to the left with her eyes, looks to the right, and she pulls out something that most of you recognize. It's one of the doctor's gas grenades. She pulls the pin, looks directly, who would be standing for there? Probably,
me.
Probably, yeah, okay. Well, no, she doesn't know you that well. It'll be Bishop. She looks right at Bishop and she mouths the word run and she drops the gas grenade.
I run and I grab the other two with me or grab whoever and I say, meet you later.
as your date passes out from the gas. All right. What's everyone doing?
I hold my breath and run.
And you do that in a way that we could all see it.
Oh, yeah. You were all in one group kind of chatting and having champagne if you were drinking. Some of you weren't. But she approached the group as a whole as this all came out. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, he's not going to spill his drink. He's going to keep just drinking while running.
Exactly what you want to do is spill your drink. Spill your drink into your handkerchief to use it as an impromptu gas mask.
Yes. See,
he doesn't have a handkerchief.
So is everybody running?
Well, as soon as I see Bishop run, I make sure Eddie stay.
Right. Eddie takes a big gulp of gas and pretends to pass out.
Yep, pretty much. That's what
it was. Eddie goes out to the gas cloud to make sure it's safe for you.
Yes, I tell Eddie, tell Starling, and then stay. And sure. I make sure Gavin's taking off with us.
You should have made Eddie jump on it.
Pulling Gavin along, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And are you dragging Marlene or
I look no? at okay if Gavin's okay. not then I'm not.
I signed to Marlene stay here
right okay
that's she does the same thing she feigns being gassed yeah. then
she would know to sort of disassociate herself.
Oh. So the net result of what's just gone on is Blair has just gassed herself and the police officers that were with her to provide you guys cover. And as you're running, Mr. Starling pops out of the crowd. He's dressed to the nines, and he holds open the side exit for you.
Yep. And I just realized I'm probably in my very nice suit with my cane. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, that's not a good thing to get arrested in. Let's go! Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Out Where the back door, there is a utility van that's idling. The back is opened, and someone steps out. He's dressed as a utility worker, and he's, get in!
Recognize him?
Everybody give me, except for Austin, who wouldn't know, unfortunately, because you weren't around. Everyone else can give me alertness rolls.
Ooh! Let's go to the dice first.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I love alertness. Uh-oh. That one's cracked. Rolling dice.
Yep, mine's cracked as well.
Yeah. I found that if you go back to Google and then go to catch your hair again from Google, or a new tab, whatever, that tends to clear it up.
Just tell me anyone who got a 4 or more. That's
okay. As long as I don't super fail,
I can't. You'll have.
Yeah,
to.
I'm out.
Does anyone get a 4?
I can't tell you.
Oh no, we're out of catchy hair. We can't get.
Oh, you can't just roll it out. You can't roll. You can't even.
I get
dice rolls.
Yeah, I actually. I without setting my password.
What are we rolling? What skill?
Alertness.
Yeah, I got a 4.
All right. I got a -1, so that gives me a 4.
Okay, right. If you're trusting my roll, I got a 5 exactly. I got a net 0.
And John, how about you?
John Boyd.
83.
I got.
Yeah, okay. I'm connected again, but I got a net 0, so I'm
no
not.
No problem. So everybody got a 4 at least?
Yeah.
Not me. I only got a.
I think I'm the only one who succeeded.
No, I got Gavin six. No,
four or higher. Anyone with a four or higher.
No. Yeah, three of us go four or higher.
Yep. Okay. So four or higher. You all recognize Tesla's butler. His man.
God, I hate
He's dead.
No, he's not. He was a machine.
I jump in the back of the van.
I want to keep driving this thing.
I hop into.
I hop in the back of the van and go, aren't you dead?
The van trundles off slowly, not quickly, so as to not bring attention.
Draw attention.
Is there like a little hole or anything that I can speak to the front?
Yes, the window between the cab and the back slides open, and I'm going to use the same rolls. A very young Tesla turns his face to you.
Oh, good. The clone.
Welcome back.
Oh.
Do I recognize him?
Yeah, you can make a roll now since you would have met him.
Yeah, because as I said, Tesla's one of the inspirations why he became an inventor.
Yes.
Aren't you dead?
It's the clone. The clone. Come on.
Yeah, yes. I forgot. We had the, I forgot. We discovered that.
Yes,
John. If you, I can't see your dice, but if you can see it and you made at least a four, then you recognize him. Actually, you know him personally, so I would only ask for a two. I mean, you know him very well.
All right, because this is baloney, because it's still saying rolling. So
that's all right. Here, I can just do it for you real quick. And
you're rolling.
Oh, there it goes. So what is your alertness number? What's your skill?
Two. Yeah.
John, two, is that your alertness?
I'm
alertness.
Yes. Yeah, what is your alertness score? Do you have alertness? You may not. I don't.
I have alertness to set it to.
Yep. Okay, yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you recognize him as a younger Tesla. It looks like, you know, he may be 23, 24. Tesla was a much older man, but the facial features, exactly the same.
Well, we've been looking for you. Not hard, admittedly.
Yeah, so, we figured you'd find us, not we find you.
Where are we going?
Well, we're safe. I just got back into town myself. Blair dropped me a message.
Oh, Blair knew about you. That's lovely. I'll make sure to have a talk.
Well, Blair knew about me after my man there met her last evening.
What name's Don't on the roll her. Of paper?
Oh, I blame
you look
everyone.
At it, it's basically your licenses have been canceled and revoked.
Signed by who?
Signed by Joshua Dare.
That dishcad.
And I got him elected. Ah, damn it.
No one got him elected.
Oh, yes, I did. I took out his only competition.
We're safe around here. I've got something to show you, and why I've tipped my hand and came back.
Your house.
Well played. So he drives to his home.
Yeah, we've all got access to it. Well, most of us have access to it underneath.
Okay. So yes, the utility van is driven to Tessa's place, which is still the lights and everything kept on, but it's been for the most part shut down. It's become a place of mourning for most people now. But he goes up, he puts in a security code, and he's able to enter the house, invite you all in. Ah, good, they left the lights on.
Yes, we did.
To the lab, then?
To the lab!
All along, dumbstruck by events.
His manservant makes sure to lock up and to draw the blinds. And
Oh, what happened to your girlfriend there, Bishop?
She got left behind.
Are you sure you don't want to tell her, you know, where we're hiding? You know, anything like that?
I would never tell her where I'm hiding, and she's going to hate me.
Again, another one.
I'll make a beeline straight for Tesla.
I think I'm probably going to have a love-hate relationship with her.
Yes, apparently after she finds out all the women you've been screwing.
Kiss, kiss, bang, bang.
Yep.
All right, Tesla takes you down to his lab and produces a cylinder from his pouch and starts hooking up his equipment to play it and says, my operatives intercepted this. The communication was meant for you, but it was never received. He hooks up the machine and he plays it, and you hear... once again, unfortunately, Austin, you weren't part of this initially, but actually not all of you would. I got to think about this for a second. Marcus Bishop would know.
I probably wouldn't.
Hold on a second. Let me look up something real quick here in my adventure log.
Yeah.
You talking about the daughter or the?
No. Who of you remember?
Which game it was probably a real question.
Samantha Jenkins, the player character.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. I never met her.
Yeah.
I think Katie. You were the only one. Marcus, I think you're the only one who played.
Yeah, she was only in like one or two games of way before.
It was at the very beginning, yeah.
But all of you recognize her picture it's not a moving picture. It just flashes on the screen a still picture. It is it's the wife.
We would have met her socially when we met
Dan. Yeah, you would have met her socially. It's Joshua's wife.
And
yes, it is that the clear character. Anyway, so the still picture comes up and you hear a voice over this and. And she's like, Mr. Bishop, I hope this missive finds you well. And everyone can make me, let's see here. Empathy checks while this is going on, by the way.
Oh.
Remember now, she never came back with Joshua when he came back to find the body on their lawn. Remember, she stayed?
Okay. Yes, I ordered her to stay.
Mm-hmm. Right. As you may recall, I did not follow my husband back, and I'm reaching out to you as you are the last of the companions that worked alongside of me when I was an investigator for the guilds, and I ask you to check into this for me now. It may be the silly imaginings of an overly stressed wife, but Joshua and I have grown apart these last few months and have not shared the same room in a while. I happened to catch Joshua while a shower shortly before he rushed back to Metapole upon one of your callings. I believe it was Miss Blair or yourself. At any rate, I happened to notice that, as you remember yourself, my dear Joshua has never been... a man of non-action. Through his life, he has been in many a tumble and has received many a scar and scrape from it. But I tell you, the man I saw that day in the shower had not a blemish on him, as if he were newborn. This is not my husband. And it continues. Again, it may be the ramblings of an overstressed mind, but Mr. Bishop, I implore you to please check up on this.
Goody. So I guess we get the plot.
So Tesla pulls out the cylinder and says, "This was being delivered by hand by one of my old associates, and he was killed. His parcel." Stolen from him, and we intercepted him.
That is so great to know now.
Plug it in! Plug it in!
The message was on the cylinder. That's what
that was the message.
I thought there was a different one.
Nope.
Oh, good. Well, that would have been useful earlier.
Yes, it would have been. Well, I guess...
I'm afraid that I only myself was handed this, and I got to Metapole as soon as I can. You understand that even my being here is perilous.
Oh, good. The abomination.
So when are we going to be taking measures?
Who knows? I don't know.
I'm thinking revolution?
No, hell no. Why would you think that?
Or assassination?
I think I am going to end the night's activities there with the starting revelation that there is a reason why it was so easy. This podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Scheme, Steal, and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational, and I hope you will as well.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I got the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after.
Yeah.
Besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these.
Right here in the U.S. And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're 10 bucks a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.
Play like you have to. Play like you have to. Play like you have to. Brilliant Gameologists, a podcast for tabletop games and the gamers who play them. Come into the light at brilliantgameologists.com.